Have you ever had to deal with weather conditions? No leaves dropping one week and abundance of it next week? Stay tuned. We're going to discuss that today.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
What's going on, Lawn Care Pros? So last week I visited with Bobby and we talked a lot about leaf cleanups and different subjects here in the Texas area. And this week I brought Bobby back in because we had such a good conversation and I want to revisit with him on some of the things that we talked about last week and kind of expand on those things. So last week we were talking about how the leaves here in this area aren't dropping as quickly as they were last year, right? And I have a buddy of mine that, you know, runs a lawn care company and he's running about 350, 400 weekly lawn accounts. And that was one of his concerns. Why aren't the leaves dropping? Well, I said, well, I don't handle that. I'm not Mother Nature. But we talked a little bit further about that and, you know, we decided that, you know, the leaves will eventually fall, right? The temperatures haven't been as cool as they were last year. And that's kind of the things that we talked about with Bobby. And I want to go into that a little bit with him today. So thanks again for coming in, Bobby. And I know it's Thanksgiving week. So we're going to do this quickly and talk about a little bit of what's going on in the Texas area as far as the lawn care goes and what we're going to do for Thanksgiving.
Well, hey, Frank, I appreciate you having me back on. I really appreciate it. It was a great time I had last time with you, and I'm sure we'll have a great visit again today.
Awesome, awesome. So last week, you know, we talked about a little bit as far as the leaves not coming down as quickly. And the reason I brought you back in here this week is because things have kind of changed. And that's one of the things that we do within Texas. You know, they say if you don't like the weather at 2 o'clock, wait till 2:30 and it'll change. So what's changed since last week? And I know you're out in the field. So tell me a little bit about what you're seeing right now. And this is the week of Thanksgiving.
Last week when we talked, the leaves weren't dropping, but this week, temperatures have dropped a lot. The overnight temperatures have dropped almost to like almost freezing. Some days I've actually seen some frost on the ground, but the leaves have really started to drop and we've had a lot of wind the last few days and that's brought a lot of leaves down. Actually in the lawns, we're seeing some activity where it's frost and it's still green. So it kind of makes an unusual pattern and I'm in the weed control and fertilization business and customers are like, hey, there's something going on in the lawn. It looks kind of different. I come out there and it's just some frost damage to where the lawn kind of has a unique pattern, almost looks like a brain to if you kind of look at it. And that's from frost on the ground. And people are just not aware that it's gotten that cold yet. And it's kind of unusual because the lawn's still green in areas that it's got a green brown tint to it. But the leaves are really coming down.
Yeah, just like I said, like, you know, that's how it works here in Texas. You know, my buddy that I was talking to you about that was kind of concerned about the leaves not falling, all of a sudden, you know, now he's like, oh, you know, I need some more manpower, right? Like everything just changes. So you got to be prepared for that. So whenever you were doing like leaf cleanups back when you had a lawn mowing type company, lawn maintenance type of company, did you kind of experience that as well? As far as, you know, one day this is happening and next day you've got to adjust, right? And here it is in Texas. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of trying. There is no exact date on when things are going to happen, especially here in Texas. I mean, to be honest, I have kind of a funny story real quick, but there was one customer I had that, you know, she was very particular about her lawn. She wanted us to almost year round come out. And I actually was mowing it one time and it started snowing. So I was like, this is crazy that I'm actually out here in the middle of the wintertime. And it was just, you know, barely cold enough to do it. But one of my crew members took a picture of us and he's like, hey, look, it's like we're mowing and it's snowing at the same time. So you really just, you know, don't know when those kind of things are going to happen. But yeah, we would really try to schedule as much of that leaf cleanup as we could, because it would end up being a situation where we try to get ahead of it so you don't get behind. I definitely like the method of continue to have maintenance as much as possible throughout the season. And then into the leaf cleaning, just kind of keep coming every week or every other week if they won't continue every week or they don't have a lot of trees, because it's just easier to keep it up a little bit at a time than it is to do like a mass cleanup at one time. I don't have a huge, you know, vacuum. I didn't have a huge vacuum set up or, you know, big, huge blower set up on wheels and stuff that some of these other companies have to do these masks, you know, where they can clean up, you know, tons and tons of leaves. And for me, it was just easier to kind of mulch them up, bag them up, or blow them into piles and rake them up easily with these smaller yards. Most of the lawns I took care of were more of the 5,000 square feet or so. So for me, I didn't have the big equipment. So for me, it worked out really good that way.
That's a really excellent point you make, Bobby, that, you know, if you're, you know, just starting out or you're a small or mid-sized company, even if you're a large company, you really want to try to keep the lawn customer on a regular maintenance program, right? So if you're like here in the DFW, Texas area, what we try to really encourage is, you know, weekly mowing, right? Even if we're not mowing the grass, what we're doing as far as the customers that have a lot of leaves is really just mulching that down, right? And that's not where it's going to be an overabundance amount of leaves, but if you're doing a little bit at a time on a weekly basis, then you really don't need the vacuums and those kind of things. And I have noticed, you know, that's become very popular. That's one of the things that I encourage, you know, people that are in the business to really look at as far as the leaf vacuum and really utilizing that to save your time, right? You're either going to spend time or money. And in this case, you know, by spending a little bit of money, you're going to save a lot of time. So interesting enough, you know, we talked about leaf cleanups and such. And one of the things, you know, that just popped into my head whenever you said, you know, that day you were out there, it was snowing. It popped into my head that, you know, there's a lot of homes that have, you know, leaves or a lot of trees, right? And the leaves are coming down. And most of those homes, at least in this area, have gutters, right? So is that something that you also, you know, put in your repertoire or put in one of your services, you know, like gutter cleaning? Is that something that you did whenever you were doing, you know, the lawn maintenance aspect of the business?
It was something that we did some. The majority of it was people that I knew in the industry that had customers that they couldn't get to do those services. And they would kind of subcontract me out to come out and do them. Or if I did have some friends that did a lot of Christmas lights install, and they would say, hey, you know, I'm going to be going to do an install on this house. I know there's a ton of trees. Can you go kind of prep it and get it ready and get all the leaves off the house and out of the gutters, so when we come, there's nothing in the way. And so I didn't really market that to my customers. If somebody were to ask, it was something I would do from time to time, but majority of the time I just kind of subcontracted it out from somebody else. And it was just something that me and one of my crew members that was kind of looking for some extra cash during the holidays would do, but it wasn't something I really went out after. I didn't even really know a great way on how they price it. I mean, if you have any great feedback on how to price it, I might add it to my business next year.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Actually, whenever we were doing the maintenance, we did do, you know, gutter cleaning. You know, I've mentioned before, we used to do tree work, gutter cleaning, fence work. We pretty much did everything under the sun back in the day. And as far as the, you know, the gutter cleaning goes, yeah, there's, you know, it's really up to you how you want to charge, but you can do it by the linear foot. You can do it based on, you know, if it's a one-story, two-story. You can do it on a man hour basis, you know, like it's going to take you, you know, 3 hours. Maybe you're setting a goal of making $75 per man hour. So, you know, 3 times 75, that's going to be $225. That's kind of what you would charge, right? One other thing, interestingly enough, is that I did have a lot of customers where, you know, knowing that the leaves needed to be taken care of as far as the gutters went, they would kind of like prolong it, right? Because they're thinking, oh, you know, I see all these leaves that are still on the tree, so I'm going to wait. And one of the ways that I, went around that as far as trying to figure out how do I do that? How do I get that money right now? Or how do I make it where it's not going to be difficult whenever we do have to do the leaf cleanup, or, you know, the gutters aren't like super overflowing. And one of the things that we used to do is just offer, you know, down here it's going to be like a 4-month period where the leaves can potentially be dropping. I would just offer that we're going to come out like 4 times during that, you know, 4-month period. Maybe if we're charging typically, you know, $255 or $240 for a one time, I would maybe 2 or 2.5x that, right? So if it's $240, I would go to like a $480 and maybe even a little bit higher than that, and just offer that as a service where I would come out 4 times. That way, you know, like you were saying, that one day that it was snowing and, you know, we get some rain and sleet and that kind of thing. And if you got the leaves, and this is how you would explain it to the customer, if you got the leaves and you got all the, you know, the bad weather that's coming down, that's really a lot of weight on the gutters, right? So you can have damage on the gutters. And that's the way I would explain it to my customers. And that way it's, you know, taken care of, and the gutters are actually doing what they're supposed to do, right? When it rains or sleets, or we get a little bit of snow, you know, as it melts, the gutters actually doing what they're doing, you know, getting rid of the water from, you know, your house, your roof, and that kind of thing, instead of just sitting up there because it's clogged with a bunch of leaves. So that's just, you know, it's really up to you how you want to charge on that. But again, the best way I think to charge on most things is figuring out what you're trying to make on a per man hour basis, whatever that number is, kind of figuring that out as far as what it's going to take to do that job. And you can even give that quote either up front, or you can just say, hey, I charge $75 per man hour when it comes to gutter cleaning. And I do recommend charging a little bit more when it comes to gutter cleaning versus leaf cleanup and other maintenance type services as far as on an hourly basis, because you do have a little bit more risk involved, right? If you're getting on the roof, you're getting on the and doing gutter work, there is a little bit more of a liability. And as I have said in the past, if that's not something you feel comfortable with, maybe that's something that you should do, just like Bobby mentioned, as far as just subbing that out. Let somebody else take care of that. And you can maybe get, you know, I don't know what percentage you got whenever you were doing the sub, but it could be 50%, you know. So if it's $225, you're getting, you know, $112.50 right in your pocket by just subbing that out. So that's how I would do it. Does that help out a little bit, Bobby?
Absolutely. That's a great idea. I kind of like getting that that prepay upfront kind of arrangement set up with the customer. I think that's a great idea to kind of get some money, especially this time of year, or, you know, the wintertime, getting it upfront. And then you're kind of, they know that they're being taken care of, and you can kind of come at your leisure. You know, like if you say you're coming once a month, it doesn't mean it's the fifth of the month every month. You kind of can schedule in around when you're going to be in that area to have the best route density that you can have. And I like that idea of it versus them just calling you and saying, hey, everything's overflowing, can you get out here again? I like that idea. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And that's something, you know, as we're talking about this, that's something that you can actually do when it comes to leaf cleanup, right? If you have some customers that are being resistant as far as, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm going to just wait, everything drops, right? And you can say, you know, like, you can pay me right now to do this kind of work, or, you know, we can kind of come out 4 times and you can figure it up in your head, like, what is it going to take? And just give them a little bit of a discount, because now you're booking that, you know, 4 times, right? You just booked 4 slots out of your big calendar. So, and you're trying to get that money right up front, and you're locking them in, right? So you can really apply that for many things. I know, you know, Bobby, you're in the fertilization weed control side of the business. So now, and I know in that business, do you guys do prepays?
Yes, absolutely. We do prepays. It's something we offer customers that have prepaid in the past. When somebody first joins us, we give them the option of a discount to prepay for the rest of the year. And then we give that person the opportunity to prepay again the following year. So once you're in it, you kind of have that option from there on out. And if they decide not to do it, then we just let them pay as they go throughout the year as normal. But we don't keep coming back to them for our prepay. Once they've kind of got out of that discount, we're at a point now to where we are big enough and have enough work scheduled to where we know what's going to be coming in. So that prepay, we don't really have to push it to maintain the business. It's just something that's a win-win for both us and the customer.
So that's a great point. In the fertilization weed control side of the business is, you know, you're in, is that, tell me a little bit about that as far as the seasonality of that, compared to like mowing or, some of the other type of maintenance stuff that you guys do.
Well, for us, it's a year round. So, I mean, there is no stop time. There's no downtime. There is always something that we can be applying throughout the year. We do, 9 services throughout the year. It's spread out through the calendar. But unlike mowing, if you miss a week, you just lose a week. With us, it just gets moved down. So we're able to adjust the schedule and the treatments due to what's going on in the with the lawn, what's going on with the weather, if it's hot, cold, whatever. So for us, we never lose out. Whereas if it rains all week and you're mowing, you just lost that week. You don't get to put it at the end of the year. So for us, it is, you know, something that we can schedule out with a customer, and it works out really good for our industry, I think.
That's a great point. So that's really good cash flow throughout the year. Now, going back to, you know, as we were discussing for the leaves, right? So being in the fertilization weed control side of the business, you know, last week, you know, we were just talking about, hey, where's the leaves? They're not falling, you know, so the lawns are nice and clean, and you guys are out there and, you know, applying pre-emergent right now. And it was a really ideal situation, right? Because the leaves weren't on the lawn preventing the pre-emergent to really getting down into the turf area, right? So what are you seeing now, and what are the challenges that you're seeing, and how are you guys dealing with that?
Now we're getting to lawns that are covered in leaves, or the customers, you know, we contact the customers the day before to tell them we're coming out. And then a lot of them are saying, oh, you can't come out. There's leaves all over the ground. We're getting them cleaned up on Friday. Can you adjust the schedule and get me, you know, that Saturday or the following Monday? So for us, now we're getting to the situation where our route density is not going to be as good as it could be due to the fact that we're having to make adjustments on a daily basis. We make our schedules kind of the week, a week ahead for where we plan on being on what part of our city and county. And then we kind of just have it all set out. But when things happen and people, you know, sometimes these lawns are, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 square feet, and you, one technician can only do so many in a day, and you have that person slotted to go to that house, and they, you know, they tell you the next day before, oh, I got leaves, you can't come. You got to do a lot of adjusting the schedules every single day, and making sure they're going to be productive, and that, you know, the technicians are going to have enough work to get the work done, and to stay on top of all the lawns that we need to take care of for all the customers. But yeah, it's amazing. I feel almost stupid just saying last week, oh, it wasn't a problem. And then it was like 3 days later, we're talking about, man, there's 5 lawns we couldn't go to this week because of leaves on the ground, or the technician, when they got there, when this is the worst case scenario, we get there and there's so many leaves on the ground that we don't feel like we can do a great application. So we have to reschedule and let the customer know, hey, we got there, you need to get it taken care of. And then following up with them on when are they having it scheduled? Have they had it scheduled? And if they haven't, do they need a provider? You know, people, a lot of times that mow their own lawns, this time of year, it's holidays, they get busy, they don't have time to get out there and do it. And cleaning up leaves is not everybody's favorite activity. So sometimes we have to give them recommendations on customers, I mean, on businesses that can help them take care of that.
That's a great point. That was my next question. Like, I know you guys do fertilization weed control, and you're not doing the leaf cleanup aspect of, you know, the lawn care side of the business right now. So that's what you guys do. You guys just refer out that type of business to, you know, qualified people, right?
Absolutely.
So that was great. I appreciate you coming in again. Before we wrap up, hey, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, what happened last week with the Dallas Cowboys.
They got beat pretty bad by Kansas City. They did not have a good week. And I was thinking that the whole time when I was watching the game. It was like, of course, I said they had been playing really good, and then they didn't do so hot. So they got opportunity this Thanksgiving, as always, to come back and have a better showing. Hopefully they will. But yeah, they looked like they were completely lost against Kansas City. They did not have any way to stop their defense from just terrorizing Dak the whole game. So it was not fun to watch.
Do you know who they're playing this week?
They're playing the Raiders.
And what's your prediction for the
Cowboys by 10.
Cowboys by 10. You heard it here. Again, I appreciate you coming in and visiting again. And we'll do this again sometime. I think we're going to probably try to do this on a regular basis so people can kind of tune in and see what the elements of this Texas weather, that, you know, this crazy Texas weather, you know, it's 2 o'clock, it's, you know, 30 degrees and it could be 2:30 and it's 90 degrees. It's one of those things that we have to deal with in this part of the country. But I am glad we're not dealing with a lot of snow. So we will wrap it up there. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.